He felt shipful in way. He did a very good job of work. Very good job. I think if we trust our people, we have not been trusting our people. We have been taught not to trust.
Mm-hmm.
The tradition, the colonial tradition, I don't blame it. The colonial tradition, don't trust. They feel that that man is out to do something. The attitude was, don't give in to a request. He said that when a man asks, give it to him unless there is a reason against it. Mm-hmm. Two different attitudes. I think in Russia and others, and the local coming to what their communities or
building,
the attitude is, a man wants a certain service, he asks for it because under the law it has to be. Your reaction must be, give it unless there is something against. The attitude of the pressure is, don't give it unless you are bound to it. Still we have that attitude in administration.
Insofar as you can speak generally, do you think that the lower ranks of the headman hierarchy were paternally attitude?
The older type, yes.
Mm-hmm. What about the top men, the Rajamark man and the...
Algiers girl.
Yeah, this is interesting.
There will be many, I mentioned names, they're all dead and gone. There were two chief headmen in Jaffna, when I was cadet. There were many chief headmen, there were two persons coming to the story. One had a reputation for taking breaks. Everybody was there, oh, so that's it. 50 rupees. And he takes breath, whatever it is, whatever position he takes breath. And the other one, oh, very strictly, he takes breath. One day the man who took breath was with me in a tent. Munajane, overall, you take a mudanga. Meanwhile, otherwise, We happened to be camping out in Pungarin, in jungle, one night, and we came to talk. I don't mind my asking these things, but everybody says that you take bread. I told him, thanks. And that friend so. No, I just said, what is all this? I said, I have no concrete case, but people see you. He was also in a free mood. And he said, sir, I tell you this. People may be right in what they say. People may be right. I did. But who should you get a satisfaction? I know you are comparing me to the Mutliya of Jaffna. You are Jaffna, who has a different reputation. But who gives greater satisfaction? I know this. Mutliya Muthukumaru in Jaffna, he fixes the inquiry list. 3 p.m. on Saturday, so he is very strict. He comes at 3 p.m. Calls up Palanakutti, Andavana, whatever it is. Petition, call him up. No petition. Palanakutti, Andavana comes after 3 o'clock, he comes at 5 o'clock. 2 o'clock now. Inquiry goes on. He goes to Allah, what are you doing here? When did it? Where? What is it? He comes up here. What is it? 3. For the time now, 5. Period. You have to come at 3 o'clock. Get away. That man has come with some money in his pocket also to give to the woman. seafood, no? Little bunch of plant and some corn, no? Corn cob, whatever it is, yes, all those things are. Drives the man away with all those. When I fix this inquiry, I know that these people can't come at 3 o'clock, that they have no village clock or anything at o'clock, in your clock. The headman also may have given this notice yesterday before the evening before anything. I know all these, you know, these things happen. This man, when I say 3 o'clock, I know he won't come at 3 o'clock. And I also won't go at 3 o'clock to the office. Huh? I go late, actually, people may be waiting for me, so I go, then my man comes, Mukadari, why I come, what is the, how is your wife, how is the crop and so on. I ask all the other things. And then I tell the man, look here, I can't do what you ask. This cannot be done. And so on and so on. That man has brought various things. He has only left him at the doorstep or anything and so on. He doesn't take it back. He reaches there, he goes away, satisfies the way that these are not things which can be done. On the other hand, I promise to look into it and see some way of doing it. He is cursing, the other man is cursing the headman. The money he has brought and the book plant and all that, he takes away. He is cursing the man. Now, who is a better headman? I mean, this is, life is different. Magazine readers are just called life like that. Now what is your reaction to that? The custom, he brings it, because that is the custom of the country. And it's also custom not to reject the produce, radial produce that the man brings from his hand.
When you were A.G. a man and A.G. a candy, did you have this traditional conflict between the province and the secretariat? Did you find the secretariat head office a bit obstructionist or...?
It's always so, mm-hmm. Because they see things from a different angle. They are not concerned with the immediate problem of the state. They are concerned with something else, and now it is worse.
So did you have a progress or did you notice it to a great extent or was it just average?
I do not think. In one or two cases, the GA, for example, and the controller. GA went to, I know Mr. Hobson. Have you heard of Mr. Hobson?
Yes.
Temper, but a very fine man. Very fine man. He was confronted by the head office, or rather by all, it's not so much by the head office, for attending a Pirivana prize giving. He's not a government agent's job. Government agent's one reply was, I consider this is my job. No argument. Finished. And the control of revenue upheld, whatever it must have upheld it, because nothing came after that. But I think his situation is bad today.
Mm-hmm.
Situation is bad today. Not so much obstruction, but not replying.
Today?
They never reply. It's very seldom.
What about this legislative council which came in the late 20s, just before the Donamo, and you got lots of these heads of departments and even some civil servants criticized in the finance committee? Can you recall that?
Well, I was not there. When I came, that's why the reform constitution came in 25.
Yes, that's right.
In 25, which James Pierce, Sir James Pierce was the first president.
Was this unpopular? These criticisms and the press criticisms of persons?
Well, I cannot speak of this, really popular or unpopular, but I can understand that is the first time when heads of departments came to be criticized by elected representatives of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Formerly, the GA was a member of the Registrar Council, and the Registrar General was a member of the Registrar. But with the Reform Council, I think all of them went away. I do not know whether the government can continue, but I don't think it did. But that is the inevitable natural course of immigration.
What about political interference in the field? Did you come across any in the 20s and 30s?
20s, what is wherever politics then? There were no politics. In the 20s.
Late 20s?
In the late 20s, I am not aware of any politics.
For the rest of the secretary in Mathura
and I cannot say I was a cadet.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot say that. But definitely, not in Gatikalo or Jasna, so I could see.
In Kegwa and Kandy, for instance, the MPs didn't try to supplant the position of the AGA or something.
Tried about, it was about that time, yeah. When the Fulbury Constitution was being considered, 28-29.
Yes.
That there was an awakening that the people should have a greater say in matters. Now George Silva, for example,
mm-hmm.
there was a deliberate campaign against George Silva
by
the revenue, by the government servants.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
the British government?
British as well as Italians, both.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was a man who fought for the people. He didn't mind what happened.
What was your personal reaction to the Donamo Constitution?
At that time, we were not interested very much.
Mm-hmm.
We were busy in the outstation. But I had to work it.
Mm-hmm.
From 1937, I came into very direct contact as Secretary of the Ministry of Labour, Industry and Commerce, and Data Institute. So I think that that those commissioners had their heart in honestly giving a constitution that will give an opportunity for the people of the country to take over the administration in some form or other in due course.
What was your reaction to the grant of universal franchise?
Well, it was before my time. Universal franchise
31.
Was discussed, yes, came in 31, it was discussed about 27-28. From the very commencement, I mean, there was never a time when I personally or my own people would have voted against the ordinary man. We have a say. But we have our prejudices. Education, I'm saying you must have education.
Mm-hmm.
And genuinely people felt only an educated man should be given the right to vote. We never considered that wealth should play a part.
Mm-hmm.
Although that was also one of the reasons. That only a man who had a stake in the country. The question of what is a stake, right?
Yes.
That one I don't think I would have worried very much about that. But I might have felt at one time, not now, that there should be some sort of basic education requirement before a man exercises right to vote.
Would it be correct to say that most of the British civil servants considered this grant of universal franchise rather premature?
I think it was one of them. Not only British civil servants, not only other civil servants, but many members of the public. Today, politicians in the heart of heart, some of them will say the silly thing. I might at some moment agree that it is a silly thing, but I think it is very necessary and desirable.
Mm-hmm.
Even the silly thing may be desirable for other reasons.
Would you say that even before I say that some of the British civil servants were very opposed to it? Madness, you know.
Oh yeah, it must have been. After who was the commissioner? They attacked the commissioner themselves. Who were three commissioners?
Naden,
Donamo and
Butler. And Raman Shields.
And Raman Shields. Now Raman Shields is a man of a certain background. Education as well as family background and so on. Who was Butler?
Mm-hmm.
whatever the railway shunt, though he became later governor of Bombay, after his report, I remember a statement of his that he was at a race course. He is more used to hooting and shunting than shooting and hunting. I don't think they liked Butler for his foresight participation in the Donamo report. Donamo, I'm only speaking, I don't say I knew him at all, but he was a fine type of, I think, of old family man who had seen good day, good times in the family. And Sawan Uri Samai, others also did not have it. I think he was a decent man. Other than those Brahmins, no.
Nathan,
I don't know at all, I can't speak of Nathan. So I think they were genuinely interested in education first, that is part of the Labour Committee system, was really meant to give the representative of the people an opportunity of participating in actual executive work. They call executive committee. And again, it cuts against the party system completely. They did not like the party system to be introduced into law. That's why the attitude they have now hold attack on the Solbury Constitution, because it has introduced the party system. That Jnanasiya priest, who is now the first accused in the court trial, have you read his book?
No.
It's a very fine book. He speaks of the Dharma Constitution as the constitution that is suitable for the law. It is a Solbury Constitution ruins the law by introducing the party system. In the old days, he's chairman of committee. The minister was the chairman of committee.
But wasn't it a cumbersome system from the administrative
point? In what way?
Slow for decisions, lots of views, friction sometimes in committees, muddle.
Well, I do not say things are much slower in the old days.
But and also lack of liaison. All these departments worked in watertight compartments and there was no...
That is right. There are two things against it, which I said. One was, they brought in unnecessary things like appointments. That was not in it. The minister, the chairman, naturally had a right as regards the choice of the head of the department. Not that he could veto it, but he had a right to be heard. So, or to ask, I'd like to answer to come. In fact, I was asked. I did not know Mr. Corey at all, except that I had felt this other personal background. When Gandhi came to Ceylon in 1926, and I was under Gandhi, I was a follower of Gandhi. Non-violent, and if you wear a Gandhi cap and all the rest of it, so I mean, they must have been backfired against me in the opposite. So I collected some money from the courts and took and gave it to him at Hettipole when he was passing in Korea. I was there the first time I met Korea. Korea had asked for me, seeing that no rest. When Kantavara was leaving, he had asked, naturally the minister must have a say like that, in something like that. But appointments, especially teachers and ways, I think that is a curse.
It brought a lot of bargaining and haggling, didn't it?
Then again, you say there was no coordination. That is correct. The coordination should have been effective in the board of ministers. But the board of ministers, at that time, the chairman was of the vice chairman of Sidani's anger was Bharan Jayatilaka. The next one on the line was D.S. Senanayake. Now, D.S. Senanayake patted and all that, but he had his ambitions.
He wanted to get rid of?
He got rid of Bharan in very undesirable ways. I know that.
There's another point about that. No one has brought it up. But don't you think that he went out of his way to defeat E.W. Pereira because he was a potential challenge?
I cannot comment on that. I knew E.W. Pereira, but later, more not as a politician, but as a man who was interested in historical manuscripts, E.W. Pereira. It may be
distinct DS back Epijayasura in 36 and then JR in 43, both against
DS. I cannot comment on that. I guess not. No. But he definitely took positive steps in his own way to get rid of potential rivals. Got rid of Saban, got rid of Korea.
When?
He made use of the Kantavala episode. Kantavala?
I don't know.
Kantavala was commissioner, trade commissioner in Bombay. After he used to be secretary, I went away to go with it. He went as state commissioner in Bombay. He did a very good job of work as state commissioner. During when the war broke out, we had to get rice in India and things at very short notice. And Kantavala took certain steps to get this stuff and send on. Trade is one thing and government is another. Trade practices there are. And Kantavala is a baniya by trade. You know baniya? He's a trader, his community, the trading community. He knows practices of trade. So he adopted those practices in the first. Some of them which are go against the grain. According to our way of thinking, not as a business people, but in purist angle. For example, to engage his brother-in-law to establish contacts and giving him the commission. Remember, you know, he thought that was just go to do. Emergency, they wanted the rice. Ships were not coming from Europe. So he had to get it secured. He paid commission of this one, paid commission of that one. So hurry up. Otherwise things perish. People at the head office do not understand the difficulties of trade. I mean myself. And then they've been in it. Anyway, that was utilized by DSA and I and Oliver Gunnar. Some of the cables had to go. You know, there was all night cable going on to Bombay up and down. Do this, buy this, don't buy that sugar, something or other. So at that time, Korea was a coming man. I don't know whether you know.
Came so when was this?
1940. So they cast a shadow. So Korea put these ways. There's no chance. Just a shadow, you know, character assassination policy starts.
But he continued to be minister.
He continued to be minister, but he was got rid of. That's why I commissioned him to England. That is to pave the way. Not for DS, but for DS's successor. Then the question is, what was Nandas Nayaka versus John? The clash was made there.
In fact, didn't they, in order to get Banda's support, didn't they virtually promise him the succession and then go back on it?
There was no need to promise.
To government?
No. There was no that whenever, now I know this, that whenever there was a need for someone to make an outstanding, to take it and make a pronouncement in Parliament or outside Parliament on an important matter, here's Banda and I. You are the man to do this. I guess can't do this. So he was the man and he was the leader of the house.
So then Banda found that he was being edged out, didn't he, sir?
I think he felt that Sir John was being encouraged.
Or that?
You know this? No. He was not in the picture at all at that time. The clash came over community centers and rural development is coming here. Community centers were run by the local government ministry. There was danger that Mr. Bandar Nayak, who had got support the village committee chairman, Vedarabas and many other people, would have a great say in the country, backing in the country. And that was growing. Community centers were also from the other angle, sport activities, cultural activities, all that. That means more publicity for the same ministry. So the rural development movement started at that time. So Oliver changed it to embrace everything. And the flag, why should there be community centers and rural development? What do you want in rural development? No, it doesn't.
So they knocked it off?
No, they did not knock it off.
They allowed both to continue, but this one had no vote, very reduced vote. No money has been given to this. They gave contact to rural liberal society, contact to building. They no contact to these people. Like that it worked, to prevent that. But that is the country in the truth, where the village was divided. The official bearers of the government center and the office bearers, they were the clash. Father and son, different son. Very harmful. Anyway, Sir John was being good to that. He was also good in a way. But that one was there. Then only afterwards did he think of his son. Samantha had left by that time. He left 51 years left. Or 50, when was he? 51. He died. And in 51, then the question was between Sir John and the son. And Solbury is unlike Sir John.
Oh, and that also affected the issue?
I think so. I do not know that. We only go on Solbury's word that Miss Senagi had told him that in the event of anything, let my son to do it. Yeah, I did not know that.
Going back to the State Council days, how did you find Korea as a minister?
Well, I am partial. I am partial. I found him very good. Extremely amenable, in a way, not amenable in the bad sense, but he listens. He had a heavy job of work, you know, the labor, industry and commerce. It now embraced about 5 ministries. He had to do the work, sick of it, the Bank of Sudan. That then the company law. Then on the labor side, maternity benefits. Wages board. Wages board were earlier, but he had to do that. Employment bureaus. All that he had to do.
I suppose you attended the executive committee meetings.
Yeah.
What was your impression of the meetings and the way they were conducted? Was it orderly or?
Hey, very orderly. There may have been disorderly scenes in one or two committees, I do not know.
But not in this one?
In this one, this was a very important committee. Because all the various problems were there, labor problems, development side, industry. Then all the emergency measures like food control, price control, all those things were there. We saw the scene, we had also some samajis in our committee.
Who was the?
D.P. Agunwadhan and NFL. And the young blood, even like Dudley Seranayake at that time, was more and more on the left inclined. They were all there. We also had the extreme right there. Chamber of Commerce man, Kerry.
And
Deva Vitarno, which is on local businessmen.
Was the committee system speedy enough? Did you get the impression that, there is a way of handling the agenda? Sometimes you get the controversial things at the end so that it can be passed through quickly.
We don't do that.
No.
In actions in Parliament.
Oh, I see.
That, but not in the executive committee. We can't do it because we had no need to do that. Every problem was there, but the system was different. Under the regulation, or in the practice, in the executive committee work, any proposal came up which affected the wider community, like a company law, we first get the memorandum. And we had heavy, hard workers here, Rock. J.C.W. Rock was very hard worker. He could put up a memorandum on any school subject. Then, like that, there were people who were talking. Jimson was a good labourman. So the memorandum comes. As secretary, I am a junior. I cannot sit in judgment over a senior man. But I go through it and try and get gaps filled in before I put it to the minister.
And we have Prissy perhaps? Prissy?
No, I don't pressy for the minister, unless he wants me to pressy. Yeah, because our minister, he's not a lazy man, Korea. He was prepared for exedience. So I did not pressy anything. I sidelined the important things. So if he was in hurry, can we look at that? But I did not pressy. I fill in the gaps and send out the minister with my own views. all procedures, might be yet to get by the so and so on this, so and so on that, or straight away. Or then the minister, if necessary, he just sent for me and asked how shall we go, shall we get public opinion? Now company law. I said, yes, that's a terrible thing, there are these companies, society, this one, so and so. You can invite, either invite them to come and give their views, sending copies, or invite public comment. Now that means certain amount of delay, but it meant consultation with the person's concern. It says word in parliament. The public will have a right to say something, and the interested association will come and give a view. So we thrash out, even out things, remove all angles, possibly, and then put up a considered memorandum to the cabinet. It's speedy work there because the cabinet knows that the association's concerned, all are at their say.
Cabinet means the Board of Ministers?
The Board of Ministers. Mm-hmm. Now there the fight starts. Because if it means money, the man says, why you want so much of a school? Then the Finance Minister has a say. Huxham was the finance man.
How was he?
He was quite good. Mm-hmm. But naturally, I think they were confidential particulars. Now I say, I think, from Whitehall.
I thought he was pretty amenable.
He was latterly. At first, he was just impartial in the sense of abstract. No. To eat?
No. I don't.
Is it? Though we take some time, proving we stay, we have saved the time in Parliament, save the time after that. But there, I think the two stages were the fighting in the cabinet for I want the money, not so and so. And D.S. usually had his strong pull. He said that. And he had contact, he was in personal contact with Huxham and the others. And the War Council was there that
In the 40s.
They made use of the War Council also to wrangle Sir John Moore in the pictures and Banda.
In the committee stage, was there squabbling sometimes?
Well, there was a certain amount of fight between caring, the vested interest on the business side, and the LSST on that side. But it was interesting as far as we were concerned. Because, and also we liked it.
Two different viewpoints.
We get both viewpoints. And we were able to put up with
it. You didn't find Carey and them rather diehard?
They were diehard. Carey, I.X. Pereira,
Indian
businessman, and we are the other businessmen, Hiraitar, Sudan businessman. But Carey, naturally, he had his brief from the Chamber of Commerce. He knew it, everybody else knew it. And he knew that the issue didn't like it. And everybody else. There's no question about it.
How did you find Jimson?
Jimson, man of very few words, very clear-headed, and I think he was very good.
In his sympathies?
Sympathy, I think so. He was sympathetic. You cannot expect him to be fully sympathetic as a slow man would, but that experience of being capable is the community epidemic, where he did a very good job of work. I think at Melody. Melody, man, I think that experience was very good, very useful to him in Hong Kong when he was taken prisoner. He had certain appreciation of this, on the side.
Wouldn't it be correct to say that before Jimson and certainly events in the period before, the controllers of labor had been far too sympathetic to the planting interest?
So what was labor those days? The Department of Labor was the result, outcome, of the needs of the planters to get immigrant labor. They were working only the immigrant labor ordinance. And that's how the Labor Department started, to control the labor that came from South India. Indian government wanted it. Indian government wanted to look after people when they come here. See if they are given certain conditions for work, certain maternity benefits are given, hospitals are insured, Then we were concerned about the nature of recruitment. The plant is wanted, certain number of people working at various points, Kangani, Chubu and Kili. Both wanted then. Not the village labor, not the second labor. That came in later, in Korea's time.
In Korea's time, at this time really, wasn't there a sort of definite policy of trying to encourage trade unions?
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage trade union formation so that, yes, I think it was so.
You didn't go to India on this special deputation on the immigrant question? They've sent, went to
I did not go. I went just to see the sort of recruitment that was taking place in the valley and just to get an idea of the Mandapam camp. In the very officer and so on, but I can't say that.
I'm very interested in your period as clerk to the State Council and secretary to the Board of Ministers.
Mm.
What was your impression of the Board of Ministers? Now, Professor Bara would have been there at the start. Did he command respect and, I mean, did he have a control over the minister as chairman, or as vice chairman?
Did he say Bara? He's a man who is devoted to his work.
Mm-hmm.
He's always there, never late.
Mm-hmm.
He sticks through to the end, silent, observant. He's an old man.
Was he going a bit downhill then?
No, mentally he was all right.
Oh.
Even physically he was all right. But he doesn't rush. He listens, he observes, he makes his own assessment of the man and the proposal. And he doesn't push his way. B.S. pushes his way. And I think he also realized that the forces were against him. He realized that. But then his mind was more on cultural matter, religious matter, literary matter, than on administration.
Was Sir John's opposition to Banda pretty evident in the country?
Right. Not at the first. Not at first. Only towards the end.
46, 47?
No, a bit earlier. 44, 45. You will see it, obviously. You think one was played against the other.
And would it be correct to say that Banda gave, I mean, from DS's point of view, Banda gave him the most trouble in this period, in the sense that they didn't quite hit off?
Oh, they didn't hit off because of this. Banda's approach to problems was
different.
But he always showed a great respect for DS. In fact, I know of one or two cases where they argue with him, but then D.S. says, Banda, I can't argue this. I can't argue this. But I know I am right. That is the best interest of the country, that is. When he says that, Banda stops. In that case, I think so. He had a great respect for D.S. I know one or two cases. So if he closed his eyes, as I can't argue this, but I know it is in the best interest. I think he's genuine when he says that also.
Mm-hmm.
So Banda felt that it was genuine, so he says, no, you're arguing, let it be.
What about the role of the officers of state in these meetings? Did they include much, or were they more or less quiet members?
Not quiet.
Mm.
No, I don't think they included very much.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the chairman was the chief secretary.
Of course, at this stage they got on better than earlier.
Yes.
I don't think Thiril and...
No, Thiril was different. I don't know him as chairman.
I don't think he got on very well.
Mm.
How was Drayton?
Oh, Drayton was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Drayton was both a lawyer as well as an administrator. And he was a traitor. in the Quakers are a different set of people. Their attitude towards things is very different. But I think Gautama was disappointed.
Why?
They did not play fair by him.
Why? What did they do?
I...
Oh, there was a row over something, no?
Yes, or the Indian issue or something, or something. He killed himself, in a way. He did heavy work for 20 years and others. But I don't think he was quite happy at the end.
Wasn't there some row over something? There was a row over something with D.S. But of course, really, it was Woodman who was first deputy chief, acting chief secretary, wasn't it? And then Leighton got rid of him and made Brayton.
Brayton was there. Who was the secretary before? First Brayton, wasn't it?
There's Wedderburn, then Woodman was acting.
Woodman was acting, yes. Mm-hmm. Woodman was acting, then Brayton. Quite right. Woodman was acting, Dayton was the geography at the time, and Dayton became chairman. But Dayton was I liked him.
Mm-hmm. Perceptive man?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, was he able to, were you able to get on with him? Was he a
player? Yes, very appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Nine, an Irishman. He was not interested very much in anything, except a good life and drink.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Knight and Sir John were together.
I didn't know Nihil was an Irish name. Leighton didn't come to the meetings, or was he there?
Leighton never come. He had no place there.
It was
but he had his own workhouse where some of the ministers went.
So the decisions were taken there sometimes, were they?
Oh yes, many of the major decisions during wartime were taken there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just put through, there's no question.
Mm-hmm. What about Collins? Did he attend?
Collins was latterly the chairman.
Oh, I see.
Then Rayton left, he was Collins.
And he seems to have been got on fairly well with the politicians.
He got on.
Mm-hmm.
See, he... I think he had a knack of getting on. There's good and bad about that.
But prosaic he struck me.
Huh?
A bit...
Yes. That word is all right. That word is all right. He gave in at times.
Oh, I see.
And,
when he shouldn't have. You mean about the public service?
Public service.
Mm.
And he tried to... tried to explain it away, but you could see through it.
Sort of trimming his sails.
Yes, yeah, that impression was created.
In fact, talking about D.S., it seems to have been his habit even in the 30s to have formed a sort of team. He seemed to have, C.L. was there, and then he used to consult LJDS and Richard Alvihare, and A.G. Ronald Singer was with him for a while, and relied a lot on this advice, especially in agricultural policy.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
He had his staunch advisors or people who would do anything.
But
I won't say anything bad,
Yeah.
Who had great faith in him, and he had faith in them.
I not only that, but I thought that later on this also had a sort of inner ring when OE came in, and it was also used for as a policy, and then D.R. Jawarna was there, and they did their political planning as a sort of inner caucus, perhaps with one or two civil servants, I'm not certain, but certainly D.R. and OE and D.S. seem to have worked together.
And Moramuri.
Yes, it was very known.
Caucus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Okay, they discussed many things beforehand. And also, I think at one stage,
who is that? Brayton.
Brayton.
And Jennings, perhaps?
Oh, Jennings, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jennings. Yes. In fact, Jennings more than anyone else.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that O.E. wrangled the job of Civil Defense Commissioner because someone told me that the obvious choice was C.M. Vikramasinghe. I don't know why, but...
I cannot know. I didn't know.
Mm.
He was not very well,
oh.
And I think he was diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Oliver would have also a good man for that. Though I like dislike, intensely dislike his way.
Mm-hmm.
And but for an emergency, he can be a strong man.
One thing is about DSI, or suspicion he wanted yes men. For instance, irrigation department, he got rid of a lot of European heads, maybe because they were obstructionists.
I would not blame DSI.